Scripture reading is John chapter 6, verse 55. John chapter 6, verse 55. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, we have the Feast of the Harvest after we finish the first half and begin the second half of the year. It is a chance to quietly think about the grace of God given in the first half of the year and how much fruit we have borne in His grace. God promised explosive works of power in 2011, and as promised, He gave us many blessings. When we think about those blessings once again, I hope that you will realize the love of God and offer up to Him deep aroma of thanks. As the earth absorbs the sweet rain and produces fruit, I pray in the name of the Lord that all the grace and blessings of God may be abundantly borne as spiritual fruit in you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first thing for which we should be thankful to God is that He has given you the strength to fill your hearts with the truth since the time of repentance. He gave us 100 times more blessings in 2010. But before the blessing came into our hands, He first gave us the grace of the great repentance. Those who had been committing the grave works of flesh, including sins leading to death, could start a new life of faith with renewed minds since December 25th last year. And thankfully, just as Father God said many times, those who commit sin after December 25th will have no salvation. But I'm thankful again, because I was kind of disheartened to see those who commit sin after December 25th. And I was thinking how to stop them. But Father God is working with Aurora Light. So even those who commit sin after 25th can have chance to repent. Father God gives them the strength to repent. They cannot repent according to justice, but thanks to the light of Aurora, people are able to repent now. It is so amazing. People try so hard, desperately, to repent, but they couldn't. So they were in so much agony. But when Father God worked with the Aurora Light, now they are able to repent now. So I remember some of them who repented. No, they repented completely. They stopped what they were doing, even the worldly things. And they said that they made a resolution not to commit sin again. And then they are marching on with so much grace. They are marching on with grace and thanks. So amazing, how much, what kind of work, the Aurora Light will bring on. I am so excited, and I am so surprised, and I am so amazed. I mean, those are the sins that they cannot repent. I mean, the Father God does not give the spirit of repentance, so people cannot repent, but by the work of the Aurora Light, Father God is giving them the strength to repent. So when I look at all those, things, in the providence and the plan of God the Father, everything is going on. That I realized. after the Israelites, you know, escaped from Egypt, before they entered the land of, you know, Canaan, Father God made them, you know, sanctified. They were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and they received the refinement. Then right before they entered the land of Canaan, Father God made them sanctified. Those who were born in the wilderness and raised up in the wilderness, because they were not stained by the world, they grew up under the teaching of Moses and the law of God. So they were to enter the land of Canaan. So Father God sanctified them and led them to the land of Canaan so that they would receive blessing. But when we think of our past, Father God does not, you know, explain to me what will happen in the middle. But Father God gives me the clue, or Father God tells me what will happen in the future, the result. So He always tells me the result, not the in the middle, in the process. Then I remember last year, you know, Father God gave you the chance to repent so that many people can come to, you know, receive salvation. And then this year, Father God is showing the great power of works of the power, and then, you know, people are able to, you know, those who repented, you know, they can lead their Christian life with the very the good heart, because they are free from their inner sins after repentance. And then Father God is making people repent, those who couldn't repent last year. Some people, you know, repented last year with the resolution not to commit sin again. But since they were weak, they committed sin again. But Father God gave them a chance through oral light so that they can repent again and go on again. And so I can see Father God wants to make them, you know, truly sanctified. And through the three-time, you know, special divine healing meeting, Father God made them, you know, heal, made them, you know, recover good eyesight back. You know, Father God is working so that, you know, people can enter the land of, enter the level of spirit. So those who recovered the faith, many people, you know, regained faith, they repented, and they can come to, you know, group leader seminar. And the Father God is going to analyze so many things, the matters about sin, the things that you couldn't understand, the things you realized but you couldn't take off, you couldn't cast off. I mean, let's say you know you have to cast off hot temper in you. But if you cannot, if you don't cast it off, then you are not managing your Christian life properly. If you know you have hot temper, then you should be able to cast it off, because you are not the novice believer. But there are some people who do not know about, you know, who do not know that they have such, you know, hot temper in them. So such people, those, you know, who couldn't, you know, cast off even though they know what they had, you know, they are not standing on the rock of faith. But there are people who do not know, you know, what they have in their heart, but still they stand on the rock of faith. So the group leader seminar is for such people. Because they cannot realize what they are missing, you know, what kind of wall of sin they have before God, they cannot enter the level of spirit. And through this group leader seminar, they will be able to understand and realize and find. The many workers and many leaders will be used as an example, about 60 of them. Like, you know, cell leaders, presidents, the United Mission leaders, about 60 people will become the examples. Of course, I may tell you about their names, or I may not. Well, if it is okay with you, then I will, you know, mention your name. But some people do not know whether their name is mentioned or not, if I don't, you know, call your name. But even if I mean, whether I mention it or not, you know, you should take it as yours. Take the old word as if it were you, for yours. And try to find what kind of untruth you have in your heart and find it. The once you find it, on the spot, on group leaders meeting, you have to cast it off. So from now on, you should not struggle against the sin to the point of shedding blood. Because this is the process before you stand on the rock of faith. Once you stand on the rock of faith, you don't need to go through such a process. You don't know what you have. Once you know what you have in your heart, you can cast it off on the spot. So, those of you who think, well, if I find what am I missing during the group leader seminar, then I will make an effort. Such people do not come to group leader seminar. Do not make an effort. Just do it. Don't try it. Just do it. In you, in your very nature, the untruth is there, hidden. And then I revealed it. Then when can you struggle against it? There are people who didn't realize what they had. So once they find it, they can cast it off. So you should not try. You should do it. Well, thank you. Well, that's right. You have to listen to me carefully. Don't try it. If you're going to try it, don't come. Do not come. Instead, you should do it on the spot. Should I cast it off or not? Cast it off or not? You know, if I cast it off, then I have to cut off from the world. Do I have to do it or not? Well, if you have this kind of, and well, this is not what I'm thinking. Once you know it is evil, it is untruth, then just cast it off. So while you listen to the message on the spot, just cast it off. So during the seminar and after the seminar, you can enter the level of spirit right there. There are many people which are standing right before the level of spirit. And those who are mentioned during the message, they are those who can easily come into the level of spirit. So many people, many, many people will enter the level of spirit other than those 60. Father is not going to touch every one of you. So there are many other than these 60 people. So, during the group leader seminar, and after the seminar, so many people will enter the level of spirit. And those who already entered the level of spirit, they can enter the whole spirit. This is the providence. Why Father God is not giving us the money right now? Father God wants to build the sanctuary with the hands of those children who are sanctified. Because Father God made those sanctified people enter the land of Canaan. So Father God wants to build the Canaan sanctuary with the hands of those sanctified and the grand sanctuary. And this is the providence of God. This is what our Father God is repeating after the Exodus. We are on the track, just as Father God planned. So with the explosive work of the Holy Spirit, Father God gave us the chance to repent, and Father God led us to have special divine healing meeting, and so many people were healed and received grace. And Father God worked with those eyes, so many people were healed, okay? It was the explosive work of the Holy Spirit. And through the group leader seminar, and Father God is welcoming you to the level of spirit. If you cannot, you're foolish. Father God is working with the aura light. Last week you saw many dragonflies, right? I heard that, you know, dozens of dragonflies appeared. So it started to appear since last week. Think of last week. Since it is rainy season, it rains. 2 weeks ago, it rained. But last week, it didn't rain. What day was it? It was the ordination date, pastoral ordinance date. But why Father God made it not rain? Because so many people had to come to our church and had lunch in churchyard. So that's why Father God stopped the rain. And right after the ceremony, we started to have rain. Thunderstorms indeed. Father God is working for this church behind the scene for the last 28 years. But there are some people who are struggling against sin to the point of shedding blood, and they haven't decided whether they have to, you know, cut off from the world or not. You know, once you find evil and untruth in your heart, do not try to cast it off. Just cast it off. If you try, then you don't know when it will end. It can end a month later or a year later. But instead, cast it off on the spot. And you can do it. Just cast it off, then you will have nothing. I hope that you can enjoy the group leader meeting, group leader seminar like this, okay? So could start a new life of faith with renewed minds since December 25th last year. And I heard the good news this morning. There was a man and I gave up. I thought, you know, he couldn't receive, it is hard to receive salvation. But he received the spirit of repentance, the grace of repentance. He couldn't repent, but now he received grace. So in the morning, I was so excited. Like this, Father God is touching one by one those who couldn't receive salvation. So Father God is leading them to salvation. So that, you know, all of us can go into salvation. All our Mamin congregation will build the great Canaan sanctuary together. How good it will be. Since the December 25th last year, but we cannot say you gained great faith just because you repented and are forgiven. You have to quickly increase your faith, which is at the first or the second level of faith, to reach the rock of faith or higher, so that you will never be tempted by sins and you will lead a joyous Christian life. So right before you enter the level of spirit, you stand on the rock of faith. It means you pass the 60% of the third level of faith. It is possible not to be tempted by the enemy, devil, and Satan once you stand on the rock of faith, because you have a faith to die as a martyrdom for the Lord and His name. Now, you have such faith, so how can you be tempted to commit the sin that leads to death? You can't. So once you stand on the rock of faith, then you are not tempted. It is rare to be tempted, okay? Suppose you had stinky and dirty soil in the vessel of your heart. You would have to first empty the soil and then clean the vessel. After that, you should not leave the vessel empty. You have to fill it up with clean water. If it is empty, then even the driven out the enemy devil and Satan that comes back, they come back with more evil spirits. The New Jerusalem movement is also a way to empty and clean the previously polluted vessel of the heart and to fill it full of clean water. It's a movement to cut off the worldly things, to pray hard, and to fill your heart with the truth by learning the Word of God. Also, you receive new strength and grace to keep your heart in the mini crusades every week. I hope you will be thankful that God has given you the grace to fill your hearts with the truth after repentance. The second thing you should be thankful for is that He has let you see the original light. Through the numerous powerful works until now, you have experienced the glory of God as if you had seen, heard, and touched it yourself. Moreover, since this past May, God has let you see the original light, adding grace upon grace and letting you experience His power. Originally, you cannot see the original light. If sinner sees the light of God, the sinner dies. Okay? The original light is Father God Himself. And the aurora light is the original light. It's almost same. And now you can see His light. It is an amazing work. That's why once the aurora light comes to you, the enemy, devil, and Satan leaves you because they fear. That's why enemy, devil, and Satan leave from you. That's why your hearts can be purified and you can receive repentance. So those who receive the spirit of repentance, somehow they receive the spirit of repentance. When I mentioned something, then they realize what kind of life they have managed. What did I do? What am I doing? They come back to their mind, the original mind. This aurora light, when it comes, the enemy, devil, and Satan leaves you. Look at those lights. Look at the work of Father God. Now the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot come close to such light because they lose their power. So that's why they fear. And so, once you receive the aurora light, your diseases are healed. Why? Because the cause of your disease cannot stand. So that's why they leave from you. In every church event, God gave us the best weather conditions. But for my birthday service in May, we had cloudy weather with a few drops of rain, so we were wondering what kind of works God would show to us. On that day, many people began to see the aurora-like lights among the clouds. It happened never before. On my birthday, on anniversary, Father God gave us good weather all the time. But especially on that day, it was cloudy and it rained. It was not heavy rain though. It was like a drizzle. But on that day, many people began to see the aurora-like lights among the clouds. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28 says, "As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance." There were many people who saw rainbow on that day. So was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. With our physical eyes, we cannot see the glory of God that Ezekiel saw. But for you to be able to see the form, God showed us aurora-like lights, which are also like rainbows in the clouds on a rainy day. Moses, he couldn't see his face. He saw his back. He couldn't see God's face. So this way, God gives you grace so that you can feel like you have seen God in person. This light is the sign and proof that the original power of God the Father is manifested in this church. It's a promise that He will let you experience the unhindered power to the extent that you trust in God and the Shepherd and become united with Him. So, you will keep on experiencing this. As you see this, your faith grows up. And as your faith grows up, you will see and experience more power of God. I hope that you will give thanks every day for this amazing grace and receive greater blessings through these lights. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what you need to be thankful for, thirdly, is that God has taught you why you couldn't go into spirit, and He has now given you the power and strength to do it. You have tried to go into spirit, but many of you were stuck in spiritual growth by your own limitations. But now, God is letting you realize your fundamental problems, which you have not been able to realize before. God lets you realize yourself clearly as to what kind of person you are, and He has let you see the obstacles that hindered you from going into spirit. Through the leadership conference starting tomorrow, if you keep in mind what you've realized and changed yourself, many of you will enter into spirit. I told you 10 years ago, I told you that the time will come that you cannot do if you are not the man of spirit. So those who cannot enter the spirit and those who enter the spirit, the gap between them will be greater and greater. So those who believed me and obeyed received the blessing. But those who didn't obey, it's hard to catch up. Why? Because those who enter the level of spirit grow up so fast. They enter the spirit quickly. Now, when can you stand on the rock of faith and grow up? The gap will be great. The gap will be great. Those who are selected as servants of God, and I haven't trained them, and I just made them, you know, taste the glimpse of it. And then, so even though they just a glimpse of it, they had a glimpse of it, you know, they can grow up easily, so quickly. They are, those selected people are those who cut themselves off from the world, even though they become, servants of God. And they are the ones who truly love God, and they are ready to obey. So, they can easily and quickly grow up into the Spirit. But for many years, many people didn't grow up and enter the Spirit. So how slow they will be after that. So, I cannot help you. Because even though I taught you for long years, you didn't obey. But don't be disappointed. Through the group leader seminar, make a resolution and become a new creature. You give up everything and destroy yourself, self-righteousness, and just obey and try to catch up. Then turtles win the race. But don't become turtles. Become rabbits. And don't look back. And run quickly. Then you can catch up. Those who prepare for this conference with faith and longing will experience the power of God who can do the things man cannot. What you should be thankful for, fourthly, is the grace and fullness of spirit and the physical and spiritual blessings given through the special healing meetings. No single event in this church takes place by coincidence. Several months ago, God urged my heart to have the special healing meetings. And that is why I pronounced that those with bad eyesight should prepare to receive healing. Now, there were not many who prepared for the special healing. But even though many people received healing works, those who vowed to pray and who fasted and who gave great offerings preparing for the special divine healing meeting, you know, they are the ones, you know, who received answer. But those who received in the healing works, no, they were not prepared themselves well, but still they received healing. No, Father God is love itself. Do you know how much Father God loves you? And if you can show your faith that can please Father God, if you prepare yourself well, then Father God is not going to work on your eyes, but He will work on many other parts of you. But God didn't move my heart to have this special healing meeting just for the recovering of bad eyesight. Through the works of the original light that God has recently given to me, He has allowed not just your physical eyes to brighten, but the eyes of your hearts to brighten too. He has brightened the spiritual areas that have been darkened by the cords of idols or previous sins. In other words, God has let you realize yourself that you were slow to understand the truth even if you heard the word, and that you couldn't feel the love of the Father deeply. God has let you find your fleshly attributes that you couldn't realize before due to fleshly thoughts. It's just as Father God said, people do not have ability to realize, you know, more than one thing. But Father God gives them, you know, even power to realize more than just one thing. He was able to realize and learn one thing at once, but now He received the power and He can realize many more. He has let you understand what a sincere heart and perfect faith is. It was not just finding out and realizing. He has given you the assurance and power so that you can actually change. He has filled you with such thoughts as, I can do it now. Now, many people say they are confident. They think they can do it. They don't look back on themselves. And they look back on themselves and think why they wasted time, you know, befriending the world. They couldn't even understand them. Of course they can, because Satan had, you know, seized their hearts. So they regret. And they are wondering why they didn't try hard, to cast off from the world. Well, they couldn't do it because they didn't receive the spirit of repentance. Read the Bible. People do not see even though they have eyes. After you commit the works of the flesh and sin that leads to death, because you cannot repent. But through the work of oral light, Father God is giving you the grace. Everyone can receive this grace through oral light. Such amazing grace is given to everybody. I can also go to New Jerusalem if I can just keep on going with the grace of the Father, love of the Lord, and help of the Holy Spirit, and the power of my shepherd. I hope you will give thanks to God more and more every day for giving you such grace and power. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what you should be thankful for, fifthly, is that you haven't encountered any disasters, but instead have lived happy lives by dwelling in spiritual space, even though the world is so dangerous. If you come across with afflictions or disasters, you have to suffer, and you have worry every day, every hour. And you have to suffer in your heart, and you have to suffer financially too. Nowadays, we can hear a lot of news about accidents and disasters. If you just turn on the news for a short time, it's difficult to find justice anywhere. And there are also increasingly more people who harm other people with no reason. I didn't read the news, but a man stabbed his girlfriend just because she didn't accept the proposal. But they had the relationship before. A married couple talk to the Akena members to not marry. It is a blessing not to get married. Well, I wish I could go to New Jerusalem without getting married. Well, they wanted to get married, but after they married, no, they got quite disappointed. So that's why they encourage other Canaan mission members not to get married. But, you know, how, you know, a man like him, you know, stabbed, you know, his girlfriend. The people say, they confess that they love each other. But after marriage, you don't find love each other, right? Well, I'm not talking about our members in this church, okay? Well, where is love? Where can you find true love between, you know, husband and wife, except those who enter the spirit? Where is love between parents and children and husband and wife? There are children who, you know, had hot temper against their mother or father. Sometimes, you know, children, you know, try to separate from their, you know, parents. You know, they live together for 20 or 30 years. But after a short argument, they decide to separate. Well, there are people, there are family like that. There are other people, you know, who got a hot temper, you know, throw something. So it is so, you know, difficult to say something, even to their family. They say they are afraid to walk on the streets and to send their children outside. There are so many natural disasters too, and it is difficult to expect any peace or stability in economics or political situations. But you're always at peace and you're always happy. Even during the economic recession, your tithes kept increasing. Even when there are so many natural disasters, all mommy members around the world are protected by God. In China, in Japan, in Peru, in Pakistan, all the members of our parent churches, they don't come across with disasters. And all the churches are protected. You know, many churches, you know, request me to pray for them. But they have all been protected. So I have never heard that they were at fire, even though we have so many churches around the world. Most of you live healthy lives without having anything to do with hospitals. Many of you tell me as following. I'm always happy, for I dwell in the Father and the Lord. I was protected in the space of the shepherd. I received blessings. I hope you will you will give to God a deeper aroma of thanks, for God has kept you, protected you, and gave you many blessings. But you should keep something in mind once again. To dwell in the Lord is not just to say, "Lord, I believe," with lips alone. It is to actually obey and practice the word of the Lord. To stay in the space of the shepherd is not just to attend Manmin Church. To dwell in the space of the shepherd is to practice the word of God in obedience to the teachings of your shepherd and not to commit sins. And obey and united with faith and with love. Then it is to stay in the space of the shepherd. And those who stay in the space of the shepherd is surely protected. Even if you are not properly staying, you are protected. Now, if you properly stay and dwell, then the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot even come close to you. The Holy Communion we have in this evening service is a time to re-imprint this meaning on your hearts and minds. Jesus said that we have life in us only when we eat His flesh and drink His blood. We can enjoy the blessing of salvation and eternal life only when we understand correctly what it means by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man and practice it in obedience. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man spiritually means to take in the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, the Word was God. The Word was God. The 66 books of the Bible is the Word of God, and this is God. So if you tear down this Bible or throw this Bible away or put it into fire or put it into water or make fire, you are doing it to Father God. So how can it be forgiven? Even if you try to repent, it's difficult to repent. You treated God, Father God, like that. How can you be? How can you expect to be forgiven? But do not give up. You cannot just fall into hell, right? You have to repent by all means and ask for God's grace, okay? And mercy, His mercy. The Word was God. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, the God who became flesh and came to this earth is Jesus. So the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and came to this earth, and He is Jesus. He came to this earth in the flesh. He is Jesus, and He becomes our Savior. Therefore, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take in the Word of God. It is to change the evil heart into the heart of truth and of goodness. To take in the flesh of the Son of Man, we also have to drink His blood. It means that what we learn the Word of God, we have to practice the Word in obedience. It's like when we eat food, we have to take in liquid as well. If we just eat dry food without any liquid, it's difficult to digest the nutrients. The nutrients can be absorbed and the body waste can be passed only with liquid. In the same way, as we learn the truth, the Word of God, there must be the effort to practice it. So without practicing, it is not faith. It is a dead faith. You should practice it. So in the morning, those who are selected as the servants of God, I gave them the first teaching. For example, those who are selected, and those who are about to, and those who are already on the track to servants of God. You know, I'm going to explain the basic because I already taught them many other things. So I gave them first assignment, beatitude, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, the chapter of love, the levels of goodness, the seven spirits, and measure of faith. Let's say, Pastor Sujin Lee delivered the message about the beatitudes, right? You should be able to summarize them. And you should be able to deliver a message. You have to make bread of it. And if you find untruth, then get rid of it. And fill your heart with the beatitudes. You should be able to deliver a message about the first level of faith for an hour. and other levels of faith the same. You should be able to do so. Because I delivered a message about each level of faith for 2 or 3 hours. Now, you should be able to deliver about the whole measure of faith in just an hour. If you arm yourself with the word of God like this, then you made complete bread from the measure of faith. And you have to practice it. You have to put it in your heart. So when you are told to deliver a message about the measure of faith, then you should be able to. Let's say, Pastor Huang, please deliver a message on Wednesday. If you're ready in your heart, then you can say Amen, right? No matter when you were asked. Now, the preacher who are supposed to deliver a message on Sunday got, you know, some kind of an accident. So somewhere, there is some case. Then you are asked to deliver a message. But you should be able to say yes and amen. You should not make an excuse that, well, please give me time to prepare it. If you do so, then you are not a spiritual warrior. You are just a low, you know, level. So you have to arm yourself with word of God like this. Then about a year or later, then you will be well prepared. So those servants of God, you know, who are selected, you can do it. And I will train you so that you can do. I will train you so that you can manage it. So that you can practice it with joy. Okay? So those who are called, do not worry about it. Entering the level of spirit is so fun. If you make a prophet in the army, appellation of a lieutenant or captain, the private will be so excited. If you grow up in faith like this, spiritually, it is so fun. And if you arm yourself with the word of God like this, then Father God will show you the proof that God is with you. Let's say you go to some place, and someone, I mean, you fall into a pitfall, and you hit it with your forehead. Now, it is the case. I mean, it is about to happen. But once you fall in, you realize that you are not healed. I mean, you don't have even a scratch. What does it mean? Father God helped you with angels. So those who enter the level of spirit can experience these kind of things all the time. Whenever you pray, you can receive answer quickly and easily. When Father God gives the answer whenever you seek. Let's say, suppose you catch cold. Then once you pray for yourself, then the cold will go away. You become like this once you enter the level of spirit. So how fun it is to lead a Christian life. And those souls who are assigned to you, you can solve their problems like this. You can make their things, the impossible things possible. And you can make people repent. And you can solve their problems. I need such spiritual warriors. God tells us to do, not do, keep or cast away certain things, and we have to obey them. Only then will such words become your life and strength. The untruths that were in your hearts will go out and it will be replaced by the truth. And once it is emptied, you have to feel it. If you get rid of hatred, you have to fill your heart with love. Let's say you got rid of arrogance from your heart. Then you have to fill it with humbleness and humility. Then you will not feel lonely. Since you leave it, you know, empty, you feel lonely. So you, once, if you get rid of, you know, evil things, you have to fill it with the spiritual things. Then, as your spirit is cultivated into, I mean, your heart is cultivated in the spirit, you will feel so happy. Let's say, you don't hate anyone. Then you should be able to give love to them, man. Then if you can't, then you feel lonely. The untruths that were in your heart will go out and it will be replaced by the truth. Hatred will go out and it will be replaced by love. Arrogance will be replaced by humbleness. Hot temper will be replaced by meekness. I hope that you will participate in the Holy Communion remembering these spiritual meanings. Dear brothers and sisters, today we very briefly thought about the things for which we should thank God. But I want you to offer up to God a deeper aroma of thanks, contemplating on these things later. If you think about how you came to receive such grace and such blessings, how amazing and thankful it is. God has given us this great grace in the first half of this year, and He is preparing for even greater blessings in the second half. You profession that you will go into spirit and the whole spirit will be realized in actuality for many of you. The key is you cast off all sin and you are forgiven. Now you enter the spirit and you fill your heart with the good things. This process is invisible. But once you finish this process, and many people enter the whole spirit, then you will, I mean, you will see the explosive work of God. Since you enter the spirit, many of you came into spirit, you closed the whole spirit, then you will see the explosive work of the Holy Spirit. The oral light, the work of oral light will be revealed to you right before your eyes. So many people are about to enter the level of spirit. Okay, but once you enter the level of spirit, the situation after that will be totally different than now. Okay? If it is not grace that comes upon somebody else who is living in a distant place, it is the grace of God prepared for you. I urge you not to miss this flow of spirit. In doing so, may you all achieve the goal of entering into New Jerusalem. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Those who are selected to become a servants of God, I'll tell you how to deliver a message and other things, one by one. And how to, you know, prepare your message. How to deliver a message is good. You will be taught, about these things. How to pick up a title. How to pray as a representative prayer. There are many things to learn. And the spiritual study that I learned, these things will be taught as well. I explained to you from this altar, but I will train them specifically for those. So I tell some people to prepare all the, you know, spiritual training study. That I can use as a textbook. So when I teach you like this, then you can easily study the spiritual things. I spent, you know, years to study those spiritual training, but in just a couple of months, you can master them, right? And then the rest is up to you, depending on how much you fervently pray and completely make bread of it. It is important. So I will tell you how to pray. And I will show you the example right before their eyes. Okay? It should become a fervent prayer. You cannot receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You cannot receive the power of God. I taught you many times how to pray. But people do not obey. I didn't see them. I didn't see people who pray. I mean, who obey. Well, if you obey, then I will teach you how to pray. Then sooner or later, you will become spiritual warriors if you obey. Once you become spiritual warriors, you will be loved by God. You will be loved by the congregation. You will be loved by everybody. So how fun it is. Since there is such member in your family, because they will receive blessing when they come in or when they go out. The family, whole family will receive blessing too. Entire family will receive blessing. The darkness will go away. And they will receive, you know, financial blessing. Because of the man who entered the spirit. Just as written in the Bible. Amen? So if you have good child, what a blessing it is to have your, you know, son or daughter stand on this altar in singing praises. Now, what a glory and what an honor it is to have your son or daughter selected to become a servant of God. It is so honor and glory. Not just ordinary pastor. It is the pastor that Father God recognizes. Just as written in the Bible. Those fathers of faith that were recognized by God and disciples of the Lord. You should become acknowledged and recognized by God like this. Since they are recognized because they live by the word of God and they live in the light, they pray. And they are those who would obey once they learn how to pray. So let's pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. I explained that, you know, what kind of heart they have to prepare for the Holy Communion. They have to realize the true meaning of the eating the flesh of our Lord and His blood. Father, some time passed. Please give us grace so that we can go on with the process of the Holy Communion. Thank you. In the name of our Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
I'll pray for the sick.
Please lay your hand on sick parts of your body. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. And where they are sick or infirmities, burn all diseases by the fire and the original light. And please bless them. Please work on them transcending space and time. Missionary Taeyong Kang of France, he is going to lead the pastor's family meeting from July 6th to 9th. Father, please let the meeting prosper. Bless Jaori Mary to be free from all the persecutions, to solve all the governmental problems, and to be in good health both in spirit and body. Bless Dong Luizhan to be healed of brain tumor. Bless Dan Suwa to be able to recover from the lost eyesight due to a cataract. Bless Zhang Weizhen to be healed of ruptured left arm. Bless Chen Zhoran to be healed of Parkinson's disease. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burned by the aura light. Bless Su Shu Shang to be healed of ringing in the ear and to be healed of pain on his legs. Bless Shan Li Li to be healed of women's disease. Bless Zhang Sizhen to be free from after effects from the wounds. Bless Chang Su Sen and his family to receive blessing on business. Bless Shang Jie, Lu Shen, Jori, Kim Chang Lung, Liu San San to be able to repent for the past sins and wrongdoings and to be forgiven and to solve all the problems. Bless Liu Gui Ying, Liu Peng Sa, Liu Gai Sha, Wang Shou and Liu Hai Wong, Liu Liu Yi, Liu Hai Ying, Liu Wei Jie, Liu Hai Zhao, Shi Wen, Guo Di Jin, Wang Zhan Shi, Liu Guo Di, Liu Shan Shan, Jia Guo Qin, Guan Mu Ran, Zhang Li Zhuan, Liu Xin Zhe, Zhang Shen, Shi Peng, Su Shu Ping, to be able to stand on the rock of faith as quickly as possible and enter the level of spirit and receive wisdom and strength to preach the gospel of holiness. Father, please bless all the members in branch churches around the world. Let them be in good health both in spirit and body. Let the skin disease go away, itching go away, be cleansed. Father, let all the high blood pressure, diabetes go away and let them become normal, Father. Let them be free from the paralyzed body. Let all people stand up and jump. Let them hear well, let them see well. May the light come. Father, please surround them and work with the original light. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.